plenty of good times, but you know, not a lot of extra things.
From WYPR at St. Paul's, it's Out of the Blocks, Junior, the 800 block of East 4th Avenue, one city block, everybody's story.
My name is Mike McCullough. I've worked in the city for probably about 20 years. I was born in Baltimore City. My mother, when she was younger than I was, she worked in a restaurant that my grandmother used to own in D.C. So we've always kind of had restaurant kind of stuff going through. When my mom got older, she didn't want to run a restaurant, so she kind of left it. I was helping out a friend of mine who needed work at another restaurant 15 years ago, and then I ended up just sticking with it while also just progressing from that for a while. A buddy of mine who owned a spot, he wanted me to help him run it and work for it. And then eventually they decided to leave and they wanted me to take over the restaurant. But that was right when COVID was about to happen. So I declined on that offer and then they went out of business from there. But I was also working here helping out Dan and Wyatt. I was getting ready to get married at the time, so I needed some extra cash real quick. So I was helping them out for bartending here.
Is there any other people in your family that are in the restaurant business?
One of my uncles was big into restaurant work for a long time. He got into a motorcycle accident, so he's not really working as much anymore. But he was in the restaurant industry for a very long time. And then pretty much, I think that's really about it. My wife's side. My wife did a lot of restaurant work. You get to meet so many different people all throughout different walks of life. And you always have something cool either. And you just know so many people where you just have a rapport. You just have like a big rapport for everybody that comes in. Like Matt over there. When he comes in, we know him, his family, face value. We say, hey, how's it going, Matt? How's it going, Melissa? All this kind of stuff. Instead of just like a generic, like, hey, how's it going? Take a seat wherever you like. Like, it's like a kind of people operation where you get to meet people. And it's a nice little spot to build the community and all that kind of stuff with that.
So you would say the community around here, like, and the customers that come here, like, really nice?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is one of the best spots in, I would say it's one of the best areas in Baltimore City for restaurant work around here because it's such a tight-knit area. And the nice thing, too, like, for us here, especially, like, none of the other restaurants around, we don't compete. So, like, let's say someone was to come in here and our kitchen was closed and they want to get food. We wouldn't say, well, you know, good luck, bar. We'd say, hey, why don't you try Shoddy's? Their kitchen's open. They'll have this kind of food. Or Barflies has pizza. Or Havana's has that kind of stuff. So it's nice. It's not everybody competing. It's more of a community. Everybody helping everybody else kind of aspect. So, like, here, like myself, Dan, Wyatt, or anybody else, if we're working, we can do every part of our job. So there's not a ton of people working, it's just three of us. So that way, okay, we need to do this or this is this. Like, we don't have to rely on somebody, we can just do it all of ourselves. It gets all done, and that means that we get more time with the customer and they get to eat all their food and their drinks and everything else quicker. I grew up in Annapolis area. From there, I went to Arundel High School, which is around there. I did some sports in high school, but not too much. I did more like winter sports, so I did more snowboarding. I did more skateboarding, that kind of aspect through there. And then other than that, I mean, pretty much growing up, I did a lot of that. I did a lot of different odd jobs. And then for a while, I was a carpenter. So I did carpentry work for a long time and then kind of pushed back off that for a little bit. I worked in the restaurant industry when I was in high school. So it wasn't like that was like a career choice. It was more like, oh yeah, like I could probably just do that, make some extra cash and then do whatever I was doing. My thing, I was doing carpentry. So for me, it was doing carpentry work. And then now I do a little bit of both. I do kind of carpentry stuff at home for fun or helping out friends or doing side jobs. And then my main income is doing this. I still live in Annapolis. I commute up here.
Do you have any like advice or tips?
One big tip is to definitely always be kind, even to people if they're not the nicest people that you would be dealing with. The nice part about that is because you don't know what everybody's day is. So like somebody could have a bad attitude but it couldn't be, it could just be something incredibly like sad or kind of stuff. Like it could be like, oh, they just lost a family member or something else. So like there's no, you don't always want to judge people that way. And when you give people kindness, you tend to get a lot more reciprocation and politeness and everything else from there, and they kind of start to respect you and all that stuff.
My name is Dan Zaransky. I'm the general manager at Wiley Gunters.
What does a typical day at Wiley Gunters look like for you?
That's the fun part. There's really no typical day. Essentially, we just come in. We see how the prior day went, but most part, we'll come in, clean up from the night before. We basically, Mondays is kind of our down day to just kind of get stuff done around the bar. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays are typically dealing with like distributors, which is where we get all of our product from. Every day is a little bit different, but they're all pretty much the same.
Could you explain what Wiley Gunters is, like where we are right now?
Yeah, so we are at the 800 block of Ford Avenue and Locust Point. We are a restaurant in Baltimore City. We're more of kind of a destination neighborhood. So we focus on pub food done right, kind of what we are.
What kind of got you into working here? How'd you start?
So I was a manager at another local spot. Wyatt just got this place up and running probably 13 years, or it's been 14 years to be this September. I kind of jumped over here, and it's just the neighborhood's fantastic. It's just a good mix of great neighborhood people and experiences.
Did you grow up around here?
I grew up in Carroll County, about 45 minutes north in Finksburg and like Westminster. I've been down in the city since I was 22, so I'm going on 17 years.
17 years, that's pretty interesting. And obviously a lot of your time has been here. So do you feel like the people here have really made an impact on you?
Yeah, I mean, if you ask my wife, I have the pool of, I like to renew. So we've looked at probably, I'd look at every place. We travel a lot, so I have rosy colored eyes when it comes to this place and this neighborhood in general. I mean, I absolutely love the small town kind of vibe of this neighborhood. Everybody, I mean, we know 90% of the people that come in here. But yeah, I mean, the people is definitely one of the main huge draws of it.
People, yes. So you said you know 90% of the people. Do you like that atmosphere? Or?
Yeah, I love it. It's cool. It's annoying for my wife sometimes as we're walking down the street. Everything that should take 10 minutes to get to takes 25 because you run into somebody you know and you haven't seen them in a bit. Or I love it.
That sounds really interesting to just experience that. Have you experienced like at a bigger place where you don't know many people?
I mean, just in general, like, you mean just, like, traveling or, like...
Or in work, maybe?
Oh, no, I mean, it's... I came from a marketing background where we were a small company with, you know, 6 to 8 people. I mean, we didn't really run into, you know, too many people, like, that we get to know on a more personal level. I mean, you know, there are people that come in. I've known them for, you know, I've been here for 13 years. There's nothing that quite... fits this kind of like social interaction. Like this is my social exercise.
What's your job here and like what do you do for this?
So I'm the general. I am the general manager. I make sure that day-to-day operations are go as easy as possible. I also am a beverage director, so I take care of all of the liquor, all the beer that makes our draft list. So it's a lot of interacting with other people from distributors to. Just dealing with scheduling for our staff and also just realistically making sure that we have a smooth running operation here.
What's your favorite thing on the menu to have here?
Oh, buffalo chicken wrap. We we crank out a lot of buffalo chicken wraps. Buffalo chicken wraps are like our hands down bread and butter. I've had a buffalo chicken wrap all over the country just trying to find a better buffalo chicken wrap. But I mean, it might be a little biased, but our buffalo chicken wrap is like hands down the go-to.
Anything else that you find interesting about working here?
No, I mean, just the interactions with people. I mean, you just never know who's going to come in that day. I mean, there's literally Wednesday, I had people who I hadn't seen in 2 years. And that's the thing that makes it fun is that, you know, it's not a normal sit-down corporate job where, you know, it's kind of, for lack of a better word, soulless. You kind of just, the job just kind of comes to you, which is a cool thing. It's reactive. It's a reactive job. So, you know, just the best thing that you can ever hear is in a crowded room, just utter silence. It all just blends together and you're just in a zone. And it's fun to work with a lot of the people that we have here. They're all become great friends. We all vacation together, we golf together. So, I mean, the relationships are 100% mostly the perk of the job.
My name is Wyatt Mackey, and I'm the owner of Wiley Gunters.
So, what got you into, like, what gave you the idea to open up, like, a restaurant?
So, when I was a kid, my dad owned a few businesses, so I was always had a entrepreneurial spirit, I guess you could say, where I always had the want to have a place of my own someday. I didn't quite know what kind of place, but kind of work for myself. I went to college at Virginia Tech for engineering, and I actually worked at some restaurants while I was in college, and really liked the restaurant business. And then when I got out of college and moved to Baltimore, I had the ability of managing a few restaurants, and while I was managing this place before it was Wiley Gunters, I had the opportunity to purchase it, and I just kind of took a leap of faith and went out on a limb and took it over, and we've been here about 13 years now. So I'm the oldest of four boys. I grew up in Western Maryland. My mom worked at a bank and as a bank teller. My dad sold sewing machines, and which was a business that my grandfather, his dad, had opened. We kind of grew up. We grew up without a lot of money, and you know, a lot of. Plenty of good times, but you know, not a lot of extra things. But we always had a good time. A lot of loving family around, and have a big family. And I, you know, when I got older, you know, played a lot of sports. Played football in high school, and then you know, went to Virginia Tech for college.
So did you ever cross your mind that, like, you would, like, open up a restaurant like this? Was that the goal?
It was never really the goal to open a restaurant when I was younger. When I started working at restaurants in college, that became my goal, yes. It, I kind of had a, like I said, a drive to open a business of my own, but I wasn't quite sure what business that would be until I started working in the restaurant business and realized that this is a good fit for me.
What kind of responsibilities do you have, like, at your place of business and then more, like, at home?
Okay. Well, I at home, I have a wife and three kids. My kids are 9, 6, and 3, so they're younger, still elementary school and preschool, so there's a lot of responsibility at home for sure. Here, my responsibilities include running kind of the hierarchy of the business. So, like, I have managers in place, Dan and Mike are sitting behind you, are managers, and then I have managers in the kitchen, and I kind of run those guys to make sure they're doing the jobs to then run the people underneath them, the cooks and everybody else. My main responsibilities besides running them are payroll, making sure everybody gets paid, obviously. Inventory, ordering, make sure we have all the things that we need here for the week. Procurement, finding those things and finding them for the best prices, whether it's ordering them from one place, ordering them from another place, or going and find them at a store to pick them up myself. So those would be my main, and also maintenance. A lot of maintenance in this building, so keeping it up and running.
What do you think is like the best thing that's come out of owning a restaurant?
I think the freedom of not having to go to work 9 to 5 every single day, Monday through Friday. If I need to take off, you know, I have flexibility where I can take off and spend time with my family if I need to, or you know, something comes up, I can be there. I don't have to be here at all times. But then on the flip side of that coin is sometimes I do have to be here no matter what, maybe on a weekend or something where, you know, somebody that works a regular 9 to 5 job might have off and have the ability to be somewhere. But, you know, if something goes wrong, if something doesn't, if somebody doesn't show up for work, if we have a last minute issue, a pipe breaks, something, the refrigerators go down, you know, then, you know, then I'm on call. I got to be here to fix those issues. So, like, there's two sides of that coin. So.
Just like more freedom, but also more responsibilities.
More freedom, but more responsibilities. But definitely the freedom and the feeling you get of working for yourself. You know, where you kind of get out what you put in. You know, the harder you work, the more you're going to get out of it. Is definitely a big bonus for me. I like that.
So, like, work ethic?
Sure. Yeah. Work ethic is really important. You know, I mean, sometimes you don't see that in other industries, but when you're running your own business, I mean, the more you put in, the more you're going to get out.